محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يجعل نياتنا خالصة لوجهه. I ask Allah to grant us the sincere intention. خلونا نبلش هيك نسمع الكل. Let's start by listening to you. Allah يبارك فيكم. شو يا سامي؟ يلا نبلش فيه. بلال كان يقول معانعن كعن سعيد عن عمر تعلق معه معانعن كعن سعيد عن كرم مين بيكمل هو كمان I don't know. ومرسلون مين يا اخوانا ما تستحوا ماني عارف مين حافظ الكل خلينا نكملها مرة بعدين برجع بعدلكم من الاول فاللي حافظها يقول اتفضلي ما قيدته بثقتي وما روى
Thank you. نبدأ بالحمد مصليا على محمد خير نبي وابتلاء ودين أخسام الحديث عدة خبيثة الحديث عدة عدة كل واحد أتى وحدة أولها الصحيح وهو التصر إسناده ولن يسد أو يعان يرويه عدل ضابط عن نفسه معتمد بضبطه ونصره والحسن المعروف
طرقا
وغدت رجاله لا كالصحيح اشتهر
وكل ما عن رتبة الحسن قصر فهو الضعيف
وهو أقسام كفر
أقساما كفر. مين بيسمع كمان؟ وينه يا شباب؟ هو الأول جيد اليوم جربوا تحفظوا please try to memorize today 6 verses and for tomorrow maybe another 6 بلكي شي 6 تانيين لبكرة حاولوا هيك. طيب قال المؤلف أبدأ بالحمد مصليا على محمد خير نبي أرسلا وذي من أقسامي مش من أقسامي مشان وزن الشعر وذي من أقسامي الحديث عدة وكل واحد أتى وحده مش وعده وحده أولها الصحيح وهو متص وهو من شان الشعر بتسكين الهاء مش وهو ما اتصل شيلوا الهمزة عن الألف وهو ما اتصل إسناده ولم يشذ أو يعل يرويه عدل ضابط عن مثله معتمد في ضبطه ونقله والحسن المعروف طرقا وغدت هي طرقا بس من شان النظم شان الشعر وزن الشعر بصير طرقا والحسن المعروف طرقا وغدت رجاله لا كالصحيح اشتهرت وكل ما عن رتبة الحسن قصور فهو الضعيف وهو أقسام كثير. طيب هذا المتن يتعلق بعلم مصطلح الحديث. This text pertains to the knowledge of the terminology of al-hadith. وهو علم بقوانين أي قواعد يعرف بها أحوال السند والمتن من صحة وحسن وضعف وعلو ونزول وكيفية التحمل يعني التلقي وكيفية الأداء وصفات الرجال وغير ذلك. This knowledge, the knowledge of the terminology of al-hadith, is a knowledge with the rule with which one can know the different status of the chains of narrators and the text which those chains lead to, ends with. The sayings, the attributes, and the doings narrated by those chains. So with this knowledge, or with the rules of this knowledge, one can know about the different aspects of the chains of narration, the chains of narration. And of the text narrated by those chains. That is, what is a sahih hadith, what is a hasan hadith, what is a weak hadith, what is a high narration, what is a low narration, how to acquire and how to narrate. The status of the narrators and the like. وهو علم مهم. It is a very important knowledge. لأن أحكام الشريعة الحجة فيها كتاب الله أو سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. كتاب الله وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والإجماع والقياس. Because as you can know, the proofs in the matters of the religion are four: the book of Allah, Al-Quran, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the consensus of the nation, and Al-Qiyas. Al-Qiyas, which means to draw similarity according to certain rules between a judgment, a ruling which is explicitly mentioned in Al-Quran, and another case, the judgment of a case which is not mentioned in Al-Quran or in the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فالحديث أحد الحجج في دين الله تبارك وتعالى. So Al-Hadith, the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one of the proofs of the matters of the religion. لذلك ينبغي الاعتناء به. That's why one should take care of it. ولا يستطاع معرفة وتمييز الصحيح من الضعيف والقوي من غير القوي إلا بالرجوع إلى قواعد هذا الفن. And no one can discriminate between the sahih hadith and the hadith which is not sahih except by relying on the rules of this knowledge. فإذا وصل الإنسان إلى درجة عالية في هذا العلم، إلى مرتبة يقال لها مرتبة الحفظ، صار حافظا، له أن يحكم بصحة الحديث أو بضعفه. If the person attains a high level, a very special high level in this knowledge, then one becomes hafiz of hadith. And such a person is allowed to classify the hadith into sahih or not. أما غير الحافظ فليس له ذلك. If a person is not a hafiz, he is not allowed to pass judgment on the hadith. إذا لم يكن الشخص بلغ في هذا العلم مثل مرتبة الشافعي ومالك وأبي حنيفة وأحمد والبيهقي والنووي وابن عساكر والسبكي والعلائي والعراقي وابن حجر العسقلاني والزبيدي وأمثالهم، فليس له أن يصحح أو يضعف الأحاديث. If the person does not attain in this knowledge a level similar to the level of الشافعي، مالك، أبو حنيفة، أحمد، ابن حبان، البخاري، مسلم، الترمذي، البيهقي، ابن عساكر، النووي، العلائي، العراقي، ابن حجر العسقلاني، الزبيدي or the like, then he would not be allowed to classify the hadith into صحيح، حسن or weak one. ولأخذ فكرة فقط عن معنى الحافظ، أذكر لكم أن البخاري رضي الله عنه يروى أنه كان يحفظ 100,000 حديث صحيح، 100,000 إسناد، 200,000 غير صحيح. Just to give you an idea about one aspect among the different aspects of the knowledge of a hafiz, let me tell you that Al-Bukhari used to memorize 100,000 sahih hadith with their chains of narrators and 200,000 hadith which are not sahih, also with their chains of narrators. وبعض غيره من الحفاظ كان يحفظ 70,000 حديث كما يحفظ الواحد منا الفاتحة أي بأسانيدها. Another Hafiz used to memorize 70,000 hadith with their chains of narrators, just like one of us memorizes Al-Fatiha. So only few people attain this level of Hafiz. So if we are going to go over this text, it's just to get an idea about this knowledge and to know some of the very basic elementary information about this knowledge. يعني دراستنا لهذا المتن ستكون فقط لتحصيل بعض المبادئ التي هي أساس في هذا العلم. ومن وضع الله من جعل الله في قلبه حب هذا العلم حب علم الحديث ورزقه الله تحصيله فهذا أعطاه الله تعالى خيرا كبيرا. The one whom Allah تبارك وتعالى gives him the love, the love and the enthusiasm to acquire this knowledge, and if one acquires it, then this means that this person is getting a very large amount of goodness. Just narrating a hadith with the chain of narrators and mentioning the names of those people who narrated and transmitted the hadith of the Prophet to us, those people who put a lot of effort. So just if one of them, of us knows them, mentions their name in a chain of narrators until ending to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this should bring happiness to the heart of the believer. Subhanallah. قال المؤلف أبدأ بالحمد مصليا على محمد خير نبي أرسلا وذي من أقسام الحديث عدة وكل واحد أتى وحده. بدأ بالحمد والصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للأمر بذلك. خلي شوي صغير يا يسار. للأمر بذلك في الحديث واقتداء بالكتاب العزيز بدأ بالحمد وثنى بالصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما ورد من الأمر في ذلك بذلك في القرآن والحديث. The author started praising Allah. I will not translate the verses into English. I will just mention what they mean and explain them. So the author started with the first verse by praising Allah, making Alhamd, because the first verse after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Al-Quran is الحمد لله رب العالمين. And because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to make alhamdulillah to Allah, then he made as-salah ala al-Nabi because Allah ordered with that in al-Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered with it in the hadith. قال وذي من أقسام الحديث عدة وكل واحد أتى وحده. الشرح أن أبيات هذا المتن تشتمل على أقسام الحديث الثلاثة: الصحيح والحسن والضعيف، مع ذكر الأنواع المندرجة تحتها. The explanation: the verses of this poem contain the three different types of hadith. The sahih one, hasan, and the weak, da'if hadith, with the different subdivisions of each type. فالحديث لا يخرج عن هذه الأقسام الثلاثة. So any hadith is going to belong to one of those three types. Any hadith, either صحيح, حسن, or weak, ضعيف. الصحيح والحسن قويان والثالث غير قوي. The first two types, صحيح and حسن, are strong hadith. The third type, the weak one, is not strong hadith. The hadith that belongs to the third type is not a strong hadith. So always a hadith is going to be صحيح, حسن, or ضعيف, or weak. If it is very strong, then it is صحيح. If it is strong, then it is حسن. If it is not strong, then it is ضعيف. That's it. Is it hard? That's it. Either صحيح, حسن, or ضعيف. The first two are strong, the third is not. والحديث هو ما أضيف إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قولا أو فعلا أو تقريرا أو صفة. So in this context, the definition of the hadith is what was attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be it among his sayings, doings, attributes, or confirmations. يعني أقوال النبي يقال عنها حديث، أفعاله يقال عنها حديث. مثلا دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مكة عند الفتح لابسا عمامة سوداء، هذا يقال عنه حديث مع أنه ليس فيه نقل قول عن النبي. الصفة مثل أن تقول كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبيض مشربا بالحمرة، هذا يقال عنه حديث. الإقرار مثل أن تقول فعل كذا بحضرة النبي فلم ينكر، فعل كذا أمام النبي فلم يمكن. هذا يقال له تقريع، لأنه كأنه قال هذا يجوز، لأنه لو كان حراما كان أنكر. إذن أقوال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، أفعاله، تقريراته وصفته، كل هذا يقال عنه حديث. So the sayings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is called hadith. Also his doings. So when you say the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام entered Mecca when he opened it wearing a black turban, this is, you are not attributing any saying to the Prophet by that, but you are attributing to him what? An action, a doing. This is also called hadith. Also, when you say the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was had a white complexion, how do you say? Mixed with red, how do you say it? Anyway, pink. Anyway, let's say just white. Okay. So when you say that, you are not attributing to the Prophet neither a saying nor a doing, but you are what? Are describing him. So this is also called hadith. Also, when the Prophet confirms something, he does not object to something which is done in his presence, or which he knows about it, which he knew about it without objecting to it, without preventing it. Like when you say, when one of the companions said, we did this in the presence of the Prophet and he did not object to us. This is also called hadith. Because as if the Prophet said, this is permissible. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would not keep silent if something haram is done in his presence. So if he doesn't prohibit it, then as if he said it is permissible. So that's why it's called also hadith. So those are, when you say hadith of the Prophet, what does this mean? Either a saying of the Prophet, a doing of the Prophet, a description of the Prophet, or a confirmation done by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or a mixture of that. واضح؟ Is it clear? If you have any questions, please immediately ask about anything which is not clear. وقد ذكر المؤلف مع كل نوع حده أو بعض خواصه أو مثالا يستغني به عن الحد تقريبا على المبتدئ. The author with each type mentioned its definition, some of its criteria, or to make it easier to the beginner, an example which would suffice instead of the definition. يعني المؤلف ذكر 34 قسما من أقسام علم الحديث من التعريفات. لكن ليس دائما كان يذكر الحد، حد كل واحد، كل نوع، التعريف الدقيق لكل نوع. أحيانا كان يذكر الحد، أحيانا كان يذكر بعض الخواص، وأحيانا يذكر فقط مثالا للتسهيل على المبتدئ. In this poem, the author mentioned 34 different types of hadith. 34 different terminology among the terminologies of al-hadith. And he did not always mention the exact definition of each terminology. Sometimes he did it. Sometimes he mentioned, approximately, kind of a precise definition, not a very precise one. Sometimes he wouldn't mention a definition at all. He would be satisfied by just giving an example, because this makes it easier for the beginner like us in understanding this knowledge. مثلا سؤال معنعن كعن سعيد تقول عن عمر ترجع شوف لنا هذا بلال لهلا مأثر فيكم معنعن كعن سعيد عن كرم. For example, at one point he wants to give the definition of the mu'an'an hadith. We'll get to that. So he doesn't give a definition. He wants to tell us what's the mu'an'an hadith. He doesn't give a definition. He just gives an example, because this would be easier for the beginner. So now, to brief again what we said, all the different types of hadith are included or are classified into three categories. What are they? Come on, help me. That's it. Sahih, Hasan, and Da'if, and weak. The first two are not weak, the third is weak. We are saying weak. So two, a very strong one, then a strong one, then the third one is weak. That's it. Sahih, Hasan, and then Da'if. Now what's the hadith of the Prophet? This might be what? A saying, a doing, description, or a confirmation. That's it. That's it. It's so simple. Now he mentioned 34 different terminologies in this poem, which we are going to learn together, inshallah, to review together. Is it clear until now? واضح يا شباب؟ صحيح حسن وضعيف. والحديث النبوي عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يعني ايش؟ اما قول واما فعل واما تقرير واما صفة. هذا هو، هذا هو. طيب، قال اولها الصحيح وهو ما اتصل اسناده ولم يشذ او يعل، يرويه عدل ضابط عن مثله، معتمد في ضبطه ونقله. الشرح أن هذا هو حد الحديث الصحيح المجمع على صحته عند المحدثين. Okay. In those two verses, so the verses 3 and 4, the author gave the definition of a sahih hadith. And the definition he gave is the definition of the hadith classified as sahih by consensus among the scholars of hadith. يعني الحديث الذي اجتمعت فيه هذه الصفات لا خلاف بين المحدثين أنه يحكم له بإيش؟ بالصحة. This means the hadith which satisfies five conditions he mentioned is judged, classified by being sahih without any difference in opinions about that among the scholars of hadith. All the scholars of hadith agree that such a hadith is classified as sahih. لأن هناك بعض الأنواع الأخرى التي لم تجتمع فيها كل هذه الصفات اختلف العلماء في وصفها بالصحة أم لا. فلذلك الذي ذكره هو الحديث المجمع على صحته. Because there are other types among the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which do not satisfy all those conditions but still they are classified by being sahih by a part of the scholars, not all of them. But we are not going to talk about those types. We are going to talk about the hadith which by consensus is classified as sahih. No one among the scholars disagrees that such a hadith fulfilling those coming five conditions or requirements is judged or classified as sahih. Is it clear? شوية شباب واضح؟ صعب شيء؟ Is it clear? So the sahih hadith is two types. One which have certain requirements, if fulfilled, then no one among the scholars of hadith disagrees that it is judged, classified as sahih. The other part is not like that. The other part, there is difference in opinions about considering it sahih or not. The other part which does not satisfy all those conditions. وهو المتن الحديث الصحيح المجمع على صحته هو المتن الذي اتصل إسناده أي سمع اتصل بالسماع كل واحد من رجال إسناده المتن المروي من شيخه من أول الإسناد إلى آخره. هذه الصفة الأولى. بحيث كان كل من رجال الإسناد ضابطا عدلا. أي الثاني ضابطا والثالث عدلا. من غير أن يدخل الحديث شذوذ أي رابعة أو علة خفية أي الخامس سلامته من الشذوذ وسلامته من العلة أي الخفية القادحة. So such a hadith classified as sahih by consensus is the text narrated by a continuous chain of narrators. That is, each one of the chain's narrators heard the text from the one before him. From the beginning of the chain until its end. In a way that everyone among them would be an upright, trustworthy Muslim who can recall in a perfect way what he acquired without having shuzud in the hadith or an effective hidden defect. So you can tell what are the five requirements. First, to be a continuous, the chain, for the chain to be a continuous one, in the meaning that each one of the narrators heard this hadith from the one before him, from the beginning of the chain until its end. So this is one issue, to be continuous by hearing. One heard it from the one before him and so on. Each one heard the text, the narrated text from the one before him. Okay? The second thing is for each narrator to be upright, trustworthy. The third thing, for each narrator to be able to recall in a perfect way what he acquired, what he heard from his sheikh. He can recall it in a perfect way. When he wants to narrate it, he is able to recall it in a perfect way. The fourth, for the hadith to be clear from ash-shuzuz, this we will come to it later. And no effective hidden defect would be in that hadith, because sometimes the defect would be hidden. A person like me wouldn't know that there is something wrong in the chain, but the hafiz can know that. So this is a hidden effective defect. So if the hadith has those five requirements, then it is sahih without any difference of opinions among the scholars. لما قلنا بحيث يكون كل من رجال الإسناد ضابطا عدلا, العدل المراد به هنا عدل الرواية, يعني الذي يعتبر عدلا في رواية الحديث. نحن لا نتكلم عن الذي هو عدل في الشهادة عند القاضي, قد تقبل روايته ولا تقبل شهادته. إذن العدل في الرواية هو المسلم العاقل البالغ السالم من ارتكاب كبيرة ومن الإصرار على صغيرة أو مما يخرم مروءته, شرحناها في الصباح. أيوة, هكذا. نعم, هذا تعريف عدل الرواية. مجتنب للكبائر, لا يصر على الصغائر, سالم من خوارم المروءة, هذا هو من حيث الإجمال. هذا هو. The upright, trustworthy person in this context, because we said the narrator, each narrator needs to be upright and trustworthy. So the upright, trustworthy person in this context means the Muslim who is sane, pubescent, avoids committing the enormous sins, who does not insist on committing the small sins, and avoids acting in a way that contradicts or does not comply with the manners of the people of his status. Such a person in the context of narrating the hadith is considered upright. This is the definition. He might be in this context upright, but still the judge does not accept his testimony. This is another thing. We are not talking about testifying before the judge, an upright person, in what pertains to testifying among the judge before the judge. We are not talking about that. We are talking about narrating the hadith of the Prophet for his narration to be accepted. So who's the upright one? He's a pubescent, sane Muslim who does not commit the enormous sins. He clarifies himself from the enormous sins, from insisting on committing the small sins, and he does not do anything that contradicts, does not comply with the manners of the people of his status. That's an upright person. So, for a hadith to be considered sahih, the first requirement is that the chain of narrators would be a continuous one, which means each one acquired the hadith, the text, from the one before him by what? By hearing it. By hearing it. Okay? The second requirement is that each one among the narrators should be what? An upright, trustworthy person. He is clear. He clarifies himself from the enormous sins, from insisting on the small sins, from doing, acting in a way that contradicts the manners of the people of his status, and he is pubescent and sane. يعني رواية الطفل قبل أن يبلغ هذا لا تعتبر. So for a small child to narrate a hadith before this child is pubescent, such narration is not considered a sahih one. Okay. الذي يشرب الخمر من غير أن يتوب يعني روايته لا تقبل. The one who drinks alcohol, his narration is not accepted, is not considered a trustworthy, a sahih narration, even if you believe him. The scholars of hadith does not judge his narration as a sahih one, because he is not clear from the enormous sins. واضح؟ Yes, Munir. Did you want to ask, Munir? Did you want to ask?
It could be a male or a female.
It could be a male or a female. لا يشترط في عدل الرواية الذكورية ولا الحرية. In this context of narrating the hadith, it's not a condition for the person to be male. One can be male or female, free or a slave person. It doesn't matter. If he is an upright, trustworthy, etc., then he's like that. Whether he is a male, whether the person is a male or a female, a free or a slave person. Aywa. ايه هذا استثناء في الصحابة. ايه بعض في بعض الحالات مستثنات من هذه القاعدة. Now for the companions, if we know that a person is one of the companions narrating from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, then we don't search for his status, because no one among them would lie in attributing something to the Prophet, even if this companion committed an enormous sin. He would not lie. They have a special judgment. The companions in this issue, they are excluded. They have a special judgment. وأما الضابط, مش إلنا ما اتصلت روايته بنقل عدل ضابط عن مثله من أوله إلى منتهى. شو يعني ضابط؟ الضابط هنا المراد به من تم ضبطه, الذي ضبطه كامل تام. وقد يكون الضبط صدرا حفظا, وهو أن يثبت ما سمعه بحيث يتمكن من استحضاره متى شاء. وقد يكون الضبط كتابا, وهو أن يحفظ, أن يتلقى في كتاب ويحفظ كتابه الذي تلقى فيه من حين تلقى فيه إلى أن يؤدي منه, يحفظه من أن يحرف, من حين تلقى فيه إلى أن يؤدي منه, هذا يقال له ضبط كتابي. هذا مع مقابلته مع نسخة الأصل طبعا, إما بالسماع أو بغير ذلك. The one who can recall in a perfect way what he acquired, ضابط, we call it in Arabic ضابط. Didn't we say for a hadith to be sahih, it has to be narrated with a continuous chain, everyone heard it from the one before him, and each one of the narrators needs to be upright, trustworthy, and can recall in a perfect way what he acquired. Didn't we say that? So the one who can recall in a perfect way what he acquired, we call it in Arabic ضابط. It means in this context, the one who can recall what he acquired, either because he memorized it perfectly in a way that he can convey it whenever he wants in a correct way, or because he protected from perversion his book that contains the narration he compared to the original text of his Shaykh. That is, his book in which he acquired the narration was compared to the original text of the Shaykh to be sure that he didn't miss anything. After that, he kept it and protected it. He didn't let anyone change anything in it until he narrated from it. So both ways, if one narrates in a perfect way what he acquired because he memorized it perfectly, or because he has it written with him and protected from perversion, in any way, such a person is called Bob. Yes,
brother. I had a question about the Adi. The Adi is the person who is, he does not do the enormous things, and he doesn't insist on small things, but he adheres to the manners of the people of his status. If a person is not Adi, it means that his narration is not the same as the Adi.
Yes, in general, this is the case. There are exceptions.
So if you have a person who is a scholar, but he sandwiches and walks on the street,
when it is not the habit, you mean, of the scholars to do that? Okay, when he's walking on the street, not in the market or something like that, where they sell food or the like. Yeah, he's not. His narration is not accepted. That's correct. Although this is not a sin. Yes. Because when we talk about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want strong people in the religious context to convey it to us so we can rely on their faith. Okay? This is why the judge doesn't accept his testimony also. Although this is not a sin. But the judge doesn't accept it. الصحابة كلهم في الرواية عدول في الرواية ليس معناه أنه ما أحد منهم عمل كبيرة إنما في الرواية كلهم روايتهم مقبولة عن النبي لأنهم لا يكذبون عليه حتى لو عملوا الكبائر
Somebody acquired the hadith, they heard it once from their
sheikh,
they wrote it down, and then they protected that
book
with that
knowledge. Yes, and for that hadith, for that amount. Yes. بعض الناس ما صانوا كتبهم ولم يضبطوا صدرا فدخل التحريف كتبهم بعد ذلك صار في رواياتهم أغلاط ليس من قبل أنفسهم بل لأن بعض الناس الآخرين دسوا في كتبهم حرفوا في كتبهم هم ما صانوا كتبهم قصروا مثل هذا لا يعتمد على روايته من تلك الكتب التي حرف فيها Some people after they acquired the hadith, they did not protect their books. So some other bad people changed things in their books. So mistakes existed among their narration.
not because of them, but because of others made perversion in the book. Those people, after that, and they didn't memorize those hadith, so they couldn't discriminate, and they narrated the wrong things without knowing that they are wrong. Such people were never, after that, reliable in narrating the hadith of the Prophet from those books. We don't rely on their narration from those books. That's it. Because we are not sure anymore about what there is in the books. Do you get it? That's why it's important to protect it from perversion. فإذا اجتمعت في حديث هذه الأمور الخمسة وهي الاتصال وعدالة الرواة وتمام ضبطهم والسلامة من الشذوذ والسلامة من العلة فهو حديث صحيح بلا خلاف عند المحدثين. So if those five conditions were met regarding a hadith, namely to have continuous chain, to have upright narrators, to have perfect recall, to be clear from shuhud, we'll get to that. To be clear from the effective defect, if those five requirements exist in a hadith, then this hadith would be sahih without any difference in opinion among the scholars of hadith. الاتصال والعدالة والسلامة من الشذوذ والسلامة من العلة والضبط. الاتصال والعدالة والضبط والسلامة من الشذوذ والسلامة من العلة. أما إن خف ضبط الراوي من غير أن يفقد أصل الضبط، بعض ضابط لكن ليس كمال الضبط، أخف بس ضابط. إن خف ضبط الراوي من غير أن يفقد أصل الضبط لكن نزل عن تمام الضبط المشترط في رجال الصحيح، كان الحديث حسنا، حسنا لذاته، هذا الحديث الحسن مثل الصحيح، لكن ضبط الرجال بيكون شو؟ أخف. أصل الضبط موجود لكن ليس كماله، هذا هو الحديث الحسن. Okay. On the other hand, if the narrator can recall what he acquired, but so he can do that, he's not weak in that area, but he doesn't reach the perfect level which is required for the sahih hadith. So he is not weak, but he doesn't reach the perfect level of requirement. So he's upright, he's trustworthy, he can recall, the hadith is narrated with a continuous chain, all of them they heard it, there is no shuzuz, there is no effective defect, but the narrator, the strength of his recall is not the perfect one. He's not weak, but it's not the perfect level. Then such a hadith would be judged as hasan. So you see why we say both of them are strong? Because the person can recall, but just he doesn't reach the highest level. That's it. This hadith would be called Hasan for itself. Hasan for itself. What does it mean for itself? It means it did not gain the strength from another hadith. Just from this narration, he gained the level, it gained the level of Hasan. That's why it's called Hasan for itself. Okay? طولنا اليوم. فإن تقوى أي الحسن لذاته بمجيئه من طريق أخرى دون طريقه أقل منها أو مساوية لطريقه رفعه ذلك إلى مرتبة الصحيح لغيره، لأنه دعمته هاي الطريق الثاني دعمته. عندك في بين الرواة واحد قوي بس لا يبلغ رتبة الكمال، بس نفس الحديث روي من طريق أخرى فيها راوي قوي لكن لا يبلغ رتبة الكمال، ما واحد منهم بيدعم الثاني، اثنان سوا ما بيرفعوا الحديث من بلد. إذا جاء من طريق أخرى بحيث هذا الشيء الخفيف من الفرق بالضبط زال بسبب الطريق الثانية، إن كانت مساوية للطريق الأولى وأقل منها، رفعه ذلك إلى أي مرتبة؟ إلى مرتبة الصحيح. بس هون بنسميه إيش؟ الصحيح لغيره، لأنه مش بس بذاته، لذاته ارتفع إلى تلك الدرجة، الرواية الأخرى هي التي رفعته إليها، هذا بنسميه الصحيح لغيره. أو إذا تلقاه العلماء بالقبول، يمكن يكون من الرواية الأولى لا يصل إلى رتبة الصحيح، ولا يكون هناك رواية ثانية تدعمه، لكن العلماء تلقوه بالقبول، كل العلماء عملوا به وقبلوه، هذا إجماع الأمة عليه، إجماع العلماء على العمل به. شو بيعمل بالحديث؟ يقويه ويرفعه إلى رتبة الصحيح. هذا الذي يسمى العاضد. العاضد يعني المساعد. العاضد. سنشد من حافظ الآية عن سيدنا موسى، سنشد عضدك بأخيك، يعني بهارون، يعني يكون عونا لك. هذا اسمه العاضد الذي يعضد الرواية الأولى. So if the hadith which is Hasan for itself gains strength by being narrated from another route, from another narration equal to the first narration, from the same level or even less, but in a way that the second narration gives strength to the first one, then this second narration would give strength to the first narration, and the hadith by that would reach the level of sahih. The second one would push the first one up, so the hadith reaches the level of sahih. Because this little difference which you had in the recalling of the narrator, this difference in the recalling of the narrator for which the hadith was classified as Hasan for itself, was compensated by the second narration. So that's why the hadith it's lifted up again, it's lifted up to the level of sahih. But we call it then sahih for other than itself, because it gained the level of sahih not because of its own chain, rather because of something in addition of another narration that fortified the first one. Also, the first narration, or the narration, might be fortified by something else, which is, if all the scholars relied on this hadith to deduce judgments from it, to take it as a proof for judgments, if all of them relied on it, then this consensus of this hadith lifts it up to the level of sahih. Now, we don't call it sahih for itself, we call it sahih for other than itself. So if the hasan for itself is fortified by another thing, another narration, or the consensus of the scholars, then this hadith is lifted up to become what? Sahih, but for other than itself. So now to finish talking about the Sahih Hadith. If this is understood, if you review it, if you understand it very well, then what follows is very simple. خلاص. إذا هذا فهم تماما ما بعده صار سهلا. الحديث الصحيح إما أن يكون صحيحا لذاته أو لغيره. صحيح لذاته هو ما رواه عدل وما اتصل إسناده برواية عدل ضابط عن مثله من أوله إلى منتهى من غير شذوذ ولا علة. هذا المراد بالضابط هنا من تم ضبطه. إن نقص ضبطه لكن لم يزل عنده أصل الضبط، ماذا يكون الحديث؟ حسنا لذاته. فإن تقوى سواء كان برواية أخرى أو بإجماع من العلماء على العمل به فهو الصحيح لغيره. هذه هي The Sahih Hadith, then in brief, the Sahih Hadith is the Hadith narrated with a continuous chain of narrators. This is one. Each one heard it from the one before it. By narrators, which each one of them is upright, and each one of them can recall perfectly what he can acquired to convey it, okay, without shudud and without any effective defect. Such a hadith is sahih by consensus. Now, if the hadith is narrated by a continuous chain, upright narrators, without shudud, without effective defect, but the narrator, one among the narrators, one or more among the narrators, he's still a strong one. He can still recall in a good way, but not in the perfect way, then this hadith is hasan for itself. If it is fortified by another narration or by the consensus of the scholars in relying on it and deducing judgment, then this lifts the hadith up to the level of sahih, but it is sahih for other than itself. That's it. So what do you think? I think you have a little bit time. And I think I will not give a class after the lunch tomorrow. But I hope you understood. Shui shabab, manu wadih. If you have questions, please ask. If أحد عنده سؤال تفضل. Yes. المحدث دون الحافظ. The محدث has a level less than a حافظ. I will not go through that now. I want to go over the basics which I mentioned first.
Is the person who is narrating a hadith, is he not only have to know perfectly what
scholar
narrated him, but the chain also, like
you know,
the hadith
and the book. When we say he narrates perfectly, he memorizes perfectly, this means he memorizes the hadith and its chain of narrators. All the chain. This is what we mean. Or he writes it and he protects it, so no one would make any changes in it. So this is why I draw your attention to two matters. When you write something, review it to be sure that you didn't skip anything. Compare it. And don't lend your notebooks to anyone whom you don't trust. Because if he makes any changes in your notebooks, how are you going to know if you don't memorize everything you have in that notebook? Yes, brother. Not missing, not taking out, perverted. Yes. Is that going to? Yeah, the weak one. Yes. No, بعد ما حكي. I didn't speak yet about the shaz. Yes.
You mentioned the person that wrote it in his book, but he
didn't protect it after that, and then something changed.
That person would not be considered Babit, and his narration would never be
Sahih. That person would not be considered Babit in what pertains to that book, or those books. Sometimes one book is perverted. Sometimes all his books. Or it's not known. Then in this case, we don't take his narration by itself.
His narration, if that was the case, his narration would never be...
That's correct. Like also some people who recalled perfectly what they acquired, but then at a certain age... خلفوا, شو يعني حاجة؟
Senile.
Okay, then at a certain age they became senile. Senile? Then... After that age, after that stage, you can't rely on the narration. So that's why sometimes they say, this person heard from that person before the year such and such. Why? Because after the year such and such, the first one, the situation changed. So the one who knows about those issues knows that this narration is reliable. Yes.
When you mentioned about the hadith, which is
hakam for himself, and the second narration fortifies it. Does that second narration have to be sahih?
No. Equal to it, hasan, or even less. But in a way that it fortifies it. This is something the Hafiz knows. Okay, well, yes. هات نشوف وضحها أكثر. أنت هلا لوحدك بتفيك مشا.
ما قارن هلا الأصل.
واحد سمع من الشيخ حديث. أم شو عمل؟ كتب هالحديث. بعدين حفظه من التغيير. لكن لما كتبوا على ما هو عليه ولا نقص في شيء ولا زيد شيء
وعلى ما هو عليه
كيف عبيد كيف عبيد إما بساعتها كان بعده حافظه إذا اعتمد على ضبطه الصدري وعلى ذلك حضر ما عنده وإما يقارن بالأصل ما في يا ضبط صدرا يا أما لابد من أن يقارن بالأصل ما هيك يس I'm sorry, Najdi, I didn't know this. Can you repeat the question?
Do you have a hadith which has different narration?
الله فيكم بلكي هلا نتوضأ ونصلي العصر بعد حوالي نص ساعة بيرجعوا يعني بنرجع بنقعد مع اخونا مجدي مشان اللي حكينا عنه اللي حكي عنه الحاج مروان الصباح ان شاء الله we'll take half an hour to make wudu and pray العصر then would sit with Brother Najdi for the session which Ajman Wan talked about. Barakallahu feekum. And I'm sorry for taking so long. I didn't know. Ramakallahu feekum.